Malaikum, peace and blessings. I woke up this morning and today I started off with prayer and meditation and striving to get my thoughts in a better mode of thinking. I'm often reminded to always think good thoughts, especially when you're not feeling your best or you're not feeling really good. And for a few days, I haven't been feeling that well. I haven't been getting really good sleep. I haven't been resting really well. And that's because I'm in this so-called thing called menopause. And I tell you, it is something to behold. I can't even tell you how your mind likes to play these tricks on you. And I think every emotional trauma or every emotional thing I could think of this week came up. And I'm pretty good about striving to not think in a manner that would keep me in a negative mode. That's not who I am. So I participated in some threads this week. And I started off a while ago saying that I won't participate in things that trigger me, or I won't participate in things that are not uplifting. You know, there is no reason why that I should put my mind on things that is not truly who I am. You know, we have our petty days and we have our days where we like, you know what? Let me just say how I feel about this particular situation. And you know what? Everybody has to find their way. You know, some of us are leaders in helping others find their way. And I'm not saying that's who I am. But I do know that in this life, we have to have gratitude and be thankful of the process of letting go of things that no longer serve you. I know we like to say, you know, this don't serve me anymore, or we have arrived to these particular notions of that's above me, you know, but I can't subscribe to that thinking, you know. But what I can subscribe to is being better and being conscious of my thoughts. And this getting older thing is something else. Whew, it's not an easy feat. I'm 51 years old and I'm happy about that. I'm excited about living this life that is calm, living this life that is beautiful, but has some bumps and bruises along the way. My children are getting older. Well, my children are older. And they don't need me as much. And I find myself reaching out to them more. I find myself needing them more. If that's strange to say. Because I spent so much of my young adult life taking care of them, and now I get to see the fruits of that labor. And they're really growing beautiful. They really are some beautiful, beautiful children. But I happened to look at some of their baby pictures yesterday, and I was in tears. Like, oh my God. And now I know what my mom felt when I left home and when I started having children or when I had babies and I moved on. It is a difficult thing to do, and that is letting go. But each day, it will get better. Learning to accept getting older where things are just not the same. You literally, before I get up out the bed, I have to like twist my ankle and wake it up and be like, okay, you're about to get up. And so you need to move and scratch and invite the movement into your body. And then I go into getting ready for the day, and that's whether it's putting my hair up in a ponytail and, you know, showering and going to meditate and start the coffee pot. And those are my normal things, you know, getting the twins up for school and, you know, talking to them a little while, you know, trying to get their mind focused on school and not other things, you know. I didn't see my life like this, you know, and sometimes I'm always worried about the future, or I'm worried, okay, we gotta have this in place, I gotta have that in place, and I gotta let stuff go and just let the universe control it, but control it with good thoughts, and just let go of what is gonna happen anyway. But I gotta be grateful, and I gotta thank Allah every day for the price of redemption, for the price of striving, for the price of, or is, I don't even know if it's a price, I don't even know if that's the right word to say, but I'm thankful and I'm grateful for my husband, my children, for everyone who has came into my life and has blessed me with their presence. I'm at another journey, and I'm striving to age gracefully. I'm okay with making some mistakes. I'm okay with the love that I show, the love that I give, and the love that I receive. I am learning to be more vulnerable, to offer a word if it's needed, not hold on to what I think is good for me, and just to let the universe and everything that's supposed to be, just be. I am letting go of emotional pain, and I'm glad to be in the marriage that I am in. I'm thankful for the love that I give, and I'm thankful for my friends and family. And this new journey, this new hormonal journey that consists of tears, that consists of exercising, that consists of my knee hurting sometime, me taking these supplements that I hate, and me not eating the extra ice cream that I love, me just being thankful. Know that your life is wonderful, that it has a purpose, that it is needed, that it is a beautiful mess sometimes. Know that you're here for a reason. Keep striving, keep focusing, and I promise to keep talking and doing more of these. I have so much going on, but I gotta settle my brain and let go of anxiety, a thing that I have suffered with practically all my life, but I'm getting better through just living. May Allah bless each and every one of you. Peace and blessings. Another divine focus.